Benefit, translated by Bhikkhu Sajjato. Appearance. Mendicants, the appearance of six things is rare in the world. What six? A realized one, a perfected one, a fully awakened Buddha, a person who teaches the teaching and training proclaimed by a realized one, rebirth in a civilized region, unimpaired sense faculties, being bright and clever, enthusiasm for skillful qualities. The appearance of these six things is rare in the world. Benefit. Mendicants, these are the six benefits of realizing the fruit of stream entry. What six? You're bound for the true teaching. You're not liable to decline. You suffer only for a limited period. You have unshared knowledge. You've clearly seen causes and the phenomena that arises from causes. These are the six benefits of realizing the fruit of stream entry. Impermanence. Mendicants, it's quite impossible for a mendicant who regards any condition as permanent to accept views that agree with the teaching. Without accepting views that agree with the teaching, it's impossible to enter the sure path with regards to skillful qualities. Without entering the path, it's impossible to realize the fruit of stream entry, once return, non-return, or perfection. It's quite possible for a mendicant who regards all conditions as impermanent to accept views that agree with the teaching. Having accepted views that agree with the teaching, it's possible to enter the sure path. Having entered the sure path, it's possible to realize the fruit of stream entry, once return, non-return, or perfection. Suffering. Mendicants, it's quite impossible for a mendicant who regards any condition as pleasurable to accept views that agree with the teaching. It's quite possible for a mendicant who regards all conditions as suffering to accept views that agree with the teaching. Not self. Mendicants, it's quite impossible for a mendicant who regards any condition as self to accept views that agree with the teaching. It's quite possible for a mendicant who regards all things as not self to accept views that agree with the teaching. Extinguished. Mendicants, it's quite impossible for a mendicant who regards extinguishment as suffering to accept views that agree with the teaching. It's quite possible for a mendicant who regards extinguishment as pleasurable to accept views that agree with the teaching. Transience. Mendicants, seeing six benefits is quite enough to establish the perception of impermanence in all conditions without qualification. What six? All conditions will appear to me as transient. My mind will not delight anywhere in the world. My mind will rise above the whole world. My mind will incline to extinguishment. My fetters will be given up. I will achieve the ultimate goal of the ascetic life. Seeing these six benefits is quite enough to establish the perception of impermanence in all conditions without qualification. With a drawn sword. Mendicants, seeing six benefits is quite enough to establish the perception of suffering in all conditions without qualification. What six? Perception of disillusionment will be established in me for all conditions, like a killer with a drawn sword. My mind will rise above the whole world. I will see extinguishment as peaceful. My underlying tendencies will be uprooted. I will fulfill my duty. I will have served my teacher with love. Seeing these six benefits is quite enough to establish the perception of suffering in all conditions without qualification. Non-identification. Mendicants, seeing six benefits is quite enough to establish the perception of not-self in all things without qualification. What six? I will be without identification in the whole world. My egoism will stop. My possessiveness will stop. I will have unshared knowledge. I will clearly see causes and the phenomena that arise from causes. Seeing these six benefits is quite enough to establish the perception of not-self in all things without qualification. States of existence. Mendicants, you should give up these three states of existence, and you should train in three trainings. What are the three states of existence you should give up? Existence in the sensual realm, the realm of luminous form, and the formless realm. These are the three states of existence you should give up. What are the three trainings you should train in? The training in the higher ethics, the higher mind, and the higher wisdom. These are the three trainings you should train in. When a mendicant has given up these three states of existence and has trained in these three trainings, they're called a mendicant who has cut off craving, untied the fetters, and by rightly comprehending conceit has made an end of suffering. Craving. Mendicants, you should give up these three cravings and three conceits. What three cravings should you give up? Craving for sensual pleasures, craving for continued existence, and craving to end existence. These are the three cravings you should give up. What three conceits should you give up? Conceit, inferiority complex, and superiority complex. These are the three conceits you should give up. When a mendicant has given up these three cravings and these three conceits, they're called a mendicant who has cut off craving, untied the fetters, and by rightly comprehending conceit, has made an end of suffering.